friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, hey, friends. Welcome to episode 31 of Friends with a Twist. I'm one of your co-hosts, Madison, joined by my right-hand gal,
Kenzie.
There she is. Oh, we are so excited to connect with you guys again for this episode. We have so much to share today. As you all know, we are on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter, FWAT_podcast. If you're not already following us, we highly recommend you do.
Do it.
We share lots of sexy photos throughout the week, and we usually try to update you guys if we're attending any parties. So it's a good way to keep up with us. If you are not on social media, we have a website, friendswithatwist.com. You can also reach out to us via our email, friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. All the places you can always connect with us. We are here for you guys. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to support our podcast, number one, if you subscribe and leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts, we'd appreciate it.
Very helpful.
You can also support us at buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast. You can donate money. It all goes to funding this podcast. Yes. And all the supplies, all the fireball, all the things we need to keep this show running for you guys. So we'd appreciate that. Today's episode is following our normal outline. We're going to start with our chick chat, recent review of things we've been doing, our recent sexy plans. Life and Lifestyle is going to cover a recap of Pod Bash. So many details to share. Our Going Deep segment will actually be a sexy story from Pod Bash, which I can't wait to share.
Ooh, can't wait to hear it.
And then we will wrap things up as usual with a surprise question. This episode is coming from Barry. All right, so let's get things going with our usual shot of Fireball, freshly poured by the fellas. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Cheers. Oof. It's getting better.
It's a lot of Fireball.
I will admit, we are recording this episode while slightly hungover. Yay. From Halloween weekend. So you let us know how well this turns out.
I know you guys really have enjoyed our drunk recordings. Yeah. So this is kind of the flip side of that. So we're going to see how it goes.
It'll be just as great. I know it. We're three shots of Fireball in. We're ready.
All right. So shots are done. Time for our chick chat to give you an update. What's new with us? What's happening in our sexy swinging lives?
Mm-hmm. I actually have things to share finally. We were kind of in a slump with our vanilla lives for a while there, but we are back on the sexy train. So
choo-choo.
So this past weekend, Barry and I attended an event in Philadelphia at Saints and Sinners. It was a Friction for Her event.
Okay.
So mainly more so geared towards like the hot wife type of thing. Mm-hmm. Single males could be there. Okay. That venue is so nice. We were kind of unfortunately disappointed of the turnout of people.
Oh, yeah.
It drives us nuts that so many couples sign up for these events and singles, mm-hmm. but then they don't show. So it's kind of, that was kind of frustrating and kind of a letdown. But,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, but it was so fun to just dress up, feel sexy. Barry and I had a night out together. We didn't connect with anybody at the party. But yeah, like I said, it was just nice for Barry and I to have a night out together.
Yeah.
And we went back to the hotel room. We had a lot of good sex this weekend too. Ooh. Recently. Like ever since we got back from Pod Bash, Barry and I have had some very memorable sexy time. I will say there were blindfolds at some point. Oh. There was a dildo. I don't know if you saw our story the other night on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. But I did. Hope everyone else did too.
So we spent this whole past weekend out in Philadelphia because we also went to PGC on Saturday night for the Halloween party. Here's some advice for maybe you newbies out there who are maybe interested in a threesome, but you're not really ready to fully take that plunge. Mm-hmm. Well, get yourself a suction cup dildo, a mirror that you can bend over in front of. And literally, like, I was having a threesome with the dildo and Barry this weekend. It was amazing. We suction cupped it right to the mirror, lubed it all up. I slid inside that, like, bent over. It was like the spit roast Eiffel Tower with the dildo, which I thought was freaking amazing. It felt so good. So
nice.
I don't know. I feel like that's good advice. I don't know why I never thought of this before. It was like an impromptu threesome.
I'm impressed that the suction cup, like, is that effective.
Yeah.
To stay adhered to the mirror?
It stays for a while. It actually randomly then dropped off. We were taking a rest afterwards and we're laying in bed and we felt this thing, or we heard this thing like plop.
Thump on
like,
the ground.
There she goes. Or there he goes, rather.
Whatever. It can be gender fluid. It's fine.
But I did have to wipe off the mirror. When I looked back, there was like my butt cheek marks. And I was like, I don't know. I think I'm just going to wipe it off just in case. Oh, but that was so much fun. That was like the foreplay. And then after I was like at my limit, like Barry and I then just took it to the bed and finished it normal stuff. Nice. Like, not normal style, but like, I don't know. It's just fun. I like when we randomly add these toys.
Yeah.
He totally surprised me with it. I didn't know he packed it for our trip.
Oh,
and he pulled it out and I was like, all right, fine. And then I don't know. Sometimes I'm not in the mood for it.
Sure.
But he was right. This time he was right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll say it again. Barry was right. And we had amazing, sexy time.
He's going to play that back every day.
I know. Fuck. But yay. Yeah, besides that, PGC, we were all there for Halloween weekend. That was mm-hmm. fun. Sexy mm-hmm. pirate here. You guys were pilots. Sexy pilots. I'll try to share a photo of that on our social media so you guys can see what we had on. That was fun. And Barry and I will be heading up to the Finger Lakes in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. Just in case any of you are in the like Watkins Glen, Finger Lakes area, maybe we could try to meet.
Yeah.
We're just there for a short time, but another fun little weekend getaway with my boo thing.
Oh, nice. Are you going to tell us more about this blindfold ever today in a future episode? Nothing?
None? Maybe in the future. Right. Yeah.
Save us.
But it was a surprise. Another thing. I came back to our bedroom. Sex candle was lit and he's like, he had toys and a blindfold on the bed. And he's like, these are for you. Oh, my God.
This is
like a dream.
Yay. Very nice.
Yeah. So lots of good sex lately. I am very proud to admit.
Cool.
So what the heck have you and Gary been up to?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if it's been quite that exciting. I had a single male adventure.
Ooh, somebody new?
No, it was a repeat offender.
Ooh, okay.
But it was good. So I don't, maybe I'll say more about that in a future episode. Mm-hmm. But that was really enjoyable. We went to our favorite local shady place that you've heard us talking about. We went there somewhat recently and it was kind of par for the course. I mean, we had a fun night. It was good. We met up with some people that we know.
Okay.
Not like super close friends, but just in some ways it might be just a product of our area, but the swing world can sometimes be a little small. I feel like, you know, we go to a lot of the same clubs frequently and that's fine, but you sometimes will see the same people like over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of like somewhere in that like acquaintance zone. I mean, like we know these people, but we're not really like close with them.
So you didn't plan to meet them there. You
no,
just showed
but
up.
We, okay. Yeah. And it was like, okay, like, well, we kind of know you, so
We'll talk
to you. Yeah, it was one of those kinds of things. But it ended up being a pretty fun night. Some other people showed up and like we created this like swinger conglomerate and we all sort of joined forces and hung out. So it actually ended up being like a pretty fun night. So that was cool. I don't know that there was any even theme that night or anything. I mean, this was a few weeks ago, so like not like a Halloween thing or anything. But then the PGC night last night that we're all paying for today.
We're feeling today.
So yeah, PGC, Pleasure Garden Club in Philadelphia. You've heard us talk about that before.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens last night.
Yes. Halloween.
Was their big Halloween party, which is always a huge event.
Like a sold out event. Yeah.
There was, I don't know, like 200 some couples on the list.
252, hot off the press from Barry.
Wow, that's very exact.
But anyway, tons of people.
Yeah, I would guess most of that number showed up. It was definitely crowded in there. And I feel like Halloween is basically a swinger holiday. You know, like we have all these parties throughout the year anyway where there's themes. And so you're wearing essentially costumes of some sort oftentimes. But you're like, you know, playing to that. So yeah, I feel like swingers typically really go all out on Halloween, which is always really fun. There was some great costumes that we saw. We actually met some new to us. We met listeners.
Yes.
Oh, who I had on such a fun. She was an eggplant and he was a taco, which was
like
just
hats,
like
little hats.
So fun. Yeah. I thought that was
so
pretty
cute.
Clever and, you know, cute. But it was nice to talk to them and find out that they were listeners. So
oh,
that
I know.
Was really cool.
Still blows my mind. Yeah.
So
Thank you,
Eggplant
guys.
And Taco, if you're listening. It was nice to meet you, and thank you for listening.
And your friends, too. They introduced us to their friends.
We did. Yeah, when their friends came a little bit later.
Oh, but like I said earlier, so we were the sexy pirates, and you guys were pilots. God, I'm going to mess these words up. Pirates and pilots.
Pilot pirates? I don't know. Is that a thing?
I love Halloween. Like, I love dressing up and feeling sexy. Yes. You thankfully had a costume and an old box in your house.
Yep, we did. I do enjoy Halloween.
Yeah.
I just wish I was more creative, I think. I feel like I get stuck with, I never have great ideas for a costume. So yeah, we are just your out of the box, what can I buy in a bag real costume. Like, I'm not good at making things. Like, I can't sew. I'm not crafty enough to like put something together myself. So yeah, so we do the best we can with whatever we can buy at Spirit Halloween.
Yeah. But gosh, we had a night.
And you guys looked fabulous.
Well, thank you. You as well. So did everyone that night. It was super fun. I made out with a lot of females, like a lot.
Like a handful. That's not.
Oh, no. Like, I mean, the few that I did, I made out with a lot. It was a lot of kissing. No.
Yes. Okay.
I love making out.
How does your tongue feel today?
Feels great. Okay. Fresh. Good. Lubed up. Ready to go.
Yep.
She's ready. I'm a mouth whore. Yes, I am. Proud to admit.
You said on a previous episode, I think you called yourself a makeout whore. So,
you're just keeping it real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Just drinks are flowing. Girls are sexy. I love kissing. It felt right. It was good. And unfortunately, so Barry and I made this connection with a great new couple that we just met that night.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we were ready to play or do something together, the fucking playrooms were all like booked up, sold out, line out the door. Like, we walked around and around. There was one open room, but the sheets were clearly just used. And I don't know how long it was going to take them to fucking change them.
Yeah.
So we walked out of there. We even walked around the dungeon area because they throw like mats on the floor where you can fuck. We've done it. It's fine. But even that was like all sold out in there. Like, it was just too much. It was just the wrong time of the night to try to get a room.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we missed out on probably a really great experience. But hi, guys, in case you listen, we're sorry, we were interested.
Yeah, there's always those like pros and cons to a big party like that.
Agreed.
Like, it's so fun that there's so many people and it's great and yay. Some of the logistics get a little tricky.
Yes.
Not to be totally unsexy, but with that many people on premise, the bathrooms sometimes get a little like,
oh my gosh,
not great. Or there's, you know, you're in a freaking line for 10 minutes just trying to pee and like missing out on whatever fun is happening.
I hate that.
So yeah, and like the playroom stuff like you just mentioned. So some pros and cons, you know, when the events get larger like that, but just, you know, something to keep in mind if you've never been to like a really big party like that. Well, I'm not saying don't go by any means, but just go.
Yeah. And it's just kind of hard to have like legitimate conversations with people with the loud music, tons of people. We wanted to talk to so many fun new people, but it was just hard for me when I feel like I've too many people I want to give attention to, and it just kind of overwhelms me, and it's hard to really make good strong connections and conversations with people.
But I agree, and I'll probably revisit that idea in our next segment when we talk about Podbash.
Oh my god, that's a good point.
It's like kind of a little some similarities there. So I think you've heard, I think probably me, talk about this before because I'm Kenzie and I'm with Gary, and you've heard me talk about Gary and being Gary.
Oh boy, what's this gonna be?
So I feel like the four of us hung out quite a bit, which I love. We also like chatted with other people separately. Like, we aren't always all joined at the hip, in case people are wondering.
What are you gonna say? You're done with us?
No. Oh my god. What? Jesus. No.
Is this how you're choosing to do it?
Yeah. Oh, on the air, live, we're breaking up.
Just kidding.
Oh my god, no. Tried to venture out and like chat with some people.
Yes.
So Gary, I think, went and recruited one couple that we kind of hung out with a little bit for the night.
They were fun.
We did connect with friends that I hate to say old friends, like that sounds so bad, but like people that we know, people we've talked about on this podcast.
Oh, yes. I forget what we called them, though.
I know. Fuck. Diesel and somebody, maybe?
Shit.
Yeah. Sorry, you know guys.
You know who you are.
And you looked amazing, and we love you.
Fuck, yeah, they did.
Oh, my God. They had, like, skin-tight outfits. Like, it was – I asked if I could touch him, and, like, just there was, like, a nice bulge happening.
I was grabbing it, too, for a while.
How could you not? It was just – oh, my God.
Like when, I don't know, when a guy has on a, like a full bodysuit type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that bulge is there. You just, yeah, it felt really good in
like,
my hands.
Yeah. I just, it was like a magnet or something. But where was it? Well, I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm thinking about
all right, bulges.
Cock in my hand. Yeah.
Gary went and recruited some new friends. So we chatted with them for a bit. Barry had his eye on a couple, and somehow I took a fireball shot and took it upon myself to go like be the ambassador.
That's a couple we wanted to connect with at the end of the night. Yeah, that, all right. You were the ambassador. Well, yes.
You're welcome.
You did a great job. Glad thank I you for could, setting that up.
Glad I could help.
Are you comfortable just randomly going up to a couple by yourself?
Sometimes. Mm. It, like the alcohol level has to be
helps.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had like a fun little conversation and I tried to just leave it open. I said, like, my husband's over there. Like, we know some people that we're chatting with over here. Like, if you would like, please feel free to come join us. And if not, that's fine too. Like, no pressure, like whatever. Yeah. But eventually they did kind of come over. So again, we kind of created this little like group of people, which was fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe easier said than done. Obviously there was alcohol involved, but I am all for like take the deep breath, walk over and say hello.
Yeah.
Like,
what's the worst that's going to happen?
Hi, I'm so and so. Love your outfit. Mm-hmm. Have you been here before? Are you having a good night? Whatever. Just like a couple basic questions to kind of open a conversation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you will probably know pretty quickly. Like, if people are making eye contact, that's a good sign. If they're not, maybe that's your cue to like, hi, it was great to meet you. Have a good night. Bye. Like,
that's
excuse yourself. I get that it can be totally overwhelming and difficult to do, but so worth it if you can just like take a deep breath, go over and introduce yourself and say hi to people. Again, I think you're going to know pretty quickly, like if there's sort of like a mutual like, yes, let's keep chatting, or like,
yeah, you can
no, thank
read,
you.
Yeah. Read the room. And I think part of the reason Barry wanted one of us to go over and engage them was he felt like they were kind of, in a sense, like wallflowers, like sitting to the back, maybe unsure, didn't really know anyone else.
Yeah.
And contrary to popular belief, like we are friendly and we'd like,
yeah. Again, this will come up in the pod bash story, I think. But
we do like to engage people and we never want people to feel uncomfortable or not welcome somewhere. So if you know people, if you've been someplace before and you notice new couples, it really does, I think, make a huge difference if you just step out, introduce yourself and make people feel included.
Yeah.
Usually beneficial to both parties.
No. Yeah, I would agree. And yeah, I mean, again, like, don't be like aggressive or like too weird about it. Like a nice introduction.
And even just step back a little then and see.
And then just, like leave the ball in their court.
I agree.
So PGC was really fun as expected and as hoped. So they delivered on that one. That was good. Good night was had by all, I think.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, hear a word from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back with another fireball shot.
Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside.
And we're back. We are here to talk all about Podbash 2022 episode's Life in the Lifestyle.
Let's recap. What the heck is Podbash?
Oh my God, yes. Gotta take a step back here. So Podbash is an event organized by, I dare say, our good friends, the Front Porch Swingers. So they brought together a bunch of podcasters. And it's really, it's just a fucking party is what the tagline is. Meaning that it is just a good time. Like, it's not, we went over this last time, but I'm just reiterating.
Yeah. It's not like seminars and this and that. Right. And I don't know. It's just a great time for fun, sexy people to get together, to party, and to meet some podcasters if they do listen to the podcast.
Yes. We were joined by The Naked Relationship, Swinging Flamingos, Accidental Swingers, Foreplay.
Front Porch Swingers.
Obviously, Front Porch Swingers. Oh my gosh, who am I missing? There were so many awesome people.
There was a whole freaking list. There was a lot of people.
Yes. And I'm sorry. I know I'm missing people right now.
Yeah, and the event was sponsored by Las Vegas, the LV Playhouse Las Vegas. Yeah, so Barry and I were privileged enough to be able to go to the Playhouse Las Vegas when we were out there. Amazing place. And it was so good to actually meet the people who freaking run the place, own it.
They were so fun.
Oh my
fun.
God, they're a fucking blast. And I really hope we get to see them again in the future. Mm-hmm. But wow, just so many fun, sexy people. So this event was held at Secrets.
Yes.
In Kissimmee, Florida. Yeah. So I know a lot of people think you have to go to outside of the country to go to like nudist resorts or places where you can be topless. Nope, you can do it right here in Florida. So Secrets, it's a hotel, but people like own some of the rooms. So they do themed rooms. This year, I'm proud to admit that we did not have any water troubles in our room. We had cute rooms. Ours was actually, wow, it goes with our Halloween costume. It was like a pirate's cove or cave theme room. Your room, you were more like going into the beach atmosphere.
Like, I think like tiki kind of theme, that sort of idea.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. Yeah. I think we both had like huge mirrors above our beds.
That was fun.
That's always fun.
I just wake up and just stare at myself. I mean, I'd stare at Barry. I mean,
I think we each had a sex swing.
Yes.
In our rooms. Some of the rooms have stripper poles.
No, so one of our rooms last year, we had friends. Yes. Well, they're friends now.
Yeah.
They were staying in the room that you guys were in last year.
I know, and it's totally different. It looked amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Stripper pole, like this frame around the bed, like,
yeah,
I assume you can attach things to it. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah, they had a swing. They had their own ice fridge and like a huge, beautiful countertop. Like they had kind of a bar situation set up. It was amazing. So obviously Secrets is located. Secrets Hideaway Resort in Florida. It's not all inclusive. As I understand it, like that's not legal in the U.S. So that's why you can't fucking find it.
Womp womp.
But so at Secrets, you go, you pay for your room. I don't know if this is just how it has happened for us, but like we go, we check in, and then we pay for all the events.
Yes.
So like we have access to, like the parties at night at the club that's on premise. Obviously, we have our room there. In that regard, like, yes, everything is in one location, but you are paying for your drinks,
your food, as
you go throughout the day. Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So again, not a true all-inclusive, but like pretty close, at least as close as you're going to get, again, in the U.S. And yeah, all the rooms are different and different themes, so that's fun. You can kind of, you know, mix it up, and like now we've been able to stay at a couple different rooms and just kind of get a different perspective, so that's fun. But yeah, but everything's right there. So there's a nice pool, you've got the nightclub that's right there for the evening, they have a huge playroom area, there's a dungeon that you can go to if you're into that kind of stuff. So again, a lot of things all there in one place for you, but not truly an all-inclusive. Yeah.
And I think another thing to note is that a big difference from all-inclusives down in Cancun, like Desire, Temptation, is that you're not like being catered to, or like there, you don't get that vibe. Like you don't have the butlers and the extra service coming around you all the time. Like you want something, you go get it. You pay for it. Like a la carte. Like you go and get what you want. Whereas when you're in Temptation or Desire, like people are coming to you. They want to make sure you have everything you need all the time. Like you're kind of spoiled a little bit at those types of places. So this is just more, it's on you to make it what you want.
So we're going to jump into talking about the event itself, some highlights, some fun stories, some weird stories, probably. We got a little bit of everything for you guys. So one of the very first sort of, I don't know, official things maybe that we did was we hosted our 5K, our little run on Friday morning. By design, the plan was like, let's keep our shit together a little bit Thursday night so we can get up, do this run, and then just like get fucked up the rest of the weekend.
Exactly.
Because we're selfish like that. No, I don't know. It just seemed to make the most sense. Fucking amazeballs.
Such a good turnout. Holy crap.
I can't even. Last year, it was literally the four Fwat, the Fwat gang of four, plus Brian from the Front Porch Swinger. So a total of five of us trotting along the streets of Florida. This year, we had, I think, 20 people total. 22, 25. Yeah.
It was 20 to 25.
Crazy.
Seriously. We love you.
It was so awesome. I'm like my little black heart like grew two sizes that day to see all these people assembled. And we did the same route. We didn't change that. Just like a nice flat, relatively straightforward. Yeah, out and back kind of thing. But anyway, we definitely need to give a shout out to everyone who participated. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
But also our good friend, You may know him on Instagram as VeryTan1. He made shirts for Madison and I, tank tops.
Yes.
We'll have to get a picture up. We'll get it out there for you guys.
We need to.
But he made tank tops for the Fwat Trot.
Yep.
Which was amazing.
With a little running pineapple.
I know. It was so cool.
He is a blast. I'm so glad we met him.
So thank you very much, VeryTan1. We appreciate that greatly. And yeah, we'll get a picture up at some point, like maybe this coming week or whatever, so that you guys can see that. But that was so sweet and cool and fun. And he had a t-shirt for himself that he wore on the run, like with the same pattern and everything. So it was so fun. I think Gary, anyway, was a little jealous that he didn't get a shirt.
I know.
I won't speak for Barry, but
he
maybe
was too.
Maybe next year we'll get like really official and have a water
we'll
stop
have bibs and shit.
Yeah, yep. Timers, and it's going to be real.
No, but one of the funny things is that when everyone gathered, there were a few people who obviously have said they listened to the podcast, and they're like, I listen to it while I work out or while I exercise. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Why? But no, thank you. But I was like, jokingly, do you want me to just talk to you the whole time? I'll run right next to you and just talk to you. It'll be like a real life podcast.
And yeah, right.
Like, yeah. It's just, that just blew my mind too, by the way.
Yes.
So we really appreciate all you guys that showed up to run before getting fucked up. You're our kind of people. And we did, afterwards, we had a few people come back to the room for a fireball shot.
Yes.
That was a little rough on the body. We got the shot down the best we could, but from that, we went off running into the weekend. Like, holy crap. Well, wait, we were running then.
We kept running.
We just kept running to
running.
The pool. Oh my God, we're a fucking mess. We're no longer hungover. Now we're just drunk.
Yeah. I feel much better.
But me too. So basically every day there, we'd spend majority of the daytime hours by the pool.
Yes.
Sexy pool. We'll call it the sexy pool. I thought it was awesome that we got to help, like, I think a lot more this time.
I personally
went into this event feeling a lot more just confident in general because I knew the layout of the land. Like, I knew the flow. I kind of knew what to expect. So this time my mindset was just fucking positive. Well, it was not that it wasn't positive last year, but I was just more calm and I knew what to expect. So I was trying my very best during all the pool games to just get as many people involved as possible. So we had the pleasure of helping out. Well, so Brian from the Front Porch Swingers had to like MC the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. I think that was unexpected.
Yeah.
But I feel like he did a good job of trying to get people engaged through all these events.
Yeah.
We got to pour a lot of shots down people's mouths.
Yeah, that was good.
Throats, all of it.
I was working on my accuracy. I apologize to everybody who I just like splooged all over your face.
I really wanted to then like lick it off people's faces. And I was like, maybe they're not comfortable with that yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could ask first, but yeah.
Yeah, we did that, I don't know, two or three times. We got to walk around with the pre-made like big shot bottles and just pour it down people's mouths. Yeah. That was really fun. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we got to do that.
That was really fun. There were also some amazing games. A couple different podcasters sort of organized or, I don't know, led a few different games.
Mm-hmm.
The couple that stand out to me, the Swinging Flamingos hosted, I guess, for lack of a better word, a most creative body shot game.
Oh my God, I love that.
And there were some awesome, like their just example was amazing. So
can we just say like how fucking beautiful specimens they are? Like they are gorgeous people.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Sure. They're fucking fun and they're fucking hot.
Yeah.
So hi guys.
Yeah. So Mrs. Flamingo went up into a handstand against Mr. Flamingo.
Mm.
The shot was taken basically from her pussy, which was amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He like lifted her up too first.
Yep.
And then like just, oh my God, it was phenomenal.
I can never do it, but I like to watch it.
Yes. So that was like a fucking example, like an amazing example of like, here, this is what we're going
for. This is what you got to do.
Madison and I participated in that game.
Yes.
Really just to help, I don't know, facilitate. Like we weren't like trying to win or anything.
I didn't want to win. I just wanted to like get people involved.
We did that.
So what we did was you got down on like a tripod handstand type of thing.
Yeah. Crow, for anyone who does the yoga things.
There you go.
But, or Google it if you want. But yeah.
At first, I put the shot glass on your ass and like took it normal. Then I was like, no, this is boring. So then I like poured it down your ass and pussy and licked it. And that was better.
That was better. Yeah. And we didn't win. And that's fine. That was not our intent.
Yeah, but some of these, this game, for example, and some of the other ones, one of the next ones we're going to talk about, these would be fucking awesome at like just a general lifestyle party. Like, yeah. I don't know, break the ice. Nothing else to do. Want to be fucking wild. Do this. This is so fun. Yeah. And just, I don't know, you don't really have a prize for the winner, but like you could do this fucking anywhere. It doesn't have to be at a resort.
Yeah.
Like the one other game that we participated in was the sex position game.
Oh God. Yeah.
So that was, you had a time limit and you had to do as many sex positions as possible in that time frame.
Yes.
We participated with a new friend that we made, another female.
Yes, so it was we were a threesome. Yes. Yeah.
That was fun. We did our best. We had a plan, and I think as soon as the clock went off, everyone forgot the plan, but we tried.
I think we got through the plan, but then there was still more time left.
And Gary participated with another female. Mm-hmm. You want to say what happened here?
Oh my God. This was priceless. So I don't even know very clearly, like a lot with his newfound friend. Gary was going through sex positions, fine, great, they're doing good. And then she kind of like kicked up into sort of a handstand, I think is what was happening. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really witness it, but I think somehow her like vagina hit Gary's face and he had sunglasses on. Yeah. So the impact of vagina versus sunglass kind of rammed the glasses into his face.
Needless to say, they finish and I hear people are, I think our friend and Barry, like yelling, he's bleeding to me. I was like, what? And I look back at Gary and he has blood running down his face. I was like, oh fuck, he is bleeding.
Like he just got in a street fight or something.
Yes. No, he just had pussy in his face and he doesn't know what to do with it. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I don't think he even like felt it. He had no idea what was happening.
He had no fucking clue.
Could care less.
Like, what is it? Is this sweat? What's on my face?
No, didn't care.
That was hilarious.
So that was super fun. And meanwhile, like, I don't know, spoiler alert. We like needed to get on a plane that evening and he's like gushing blood and all I'm thinking is like, we're never gonna get through TSA. Like,
not only
how
that,
are we gonna do this?
It's fucked up and then gets more fucked up at the airport, so his blood's even thinner and he's just a fucking hot mess.
Yeah,
that was a great day. That was so fun.
Stay tuned, that's coming up momentarily.
But one of the other games that we did down there, I forget what fucking day, I think this was on Saturday. Yeah. So we did human Pictionary.
Yes.
Sexy Pictionary.
Mm-hmm.
You guys brought these fun little body crayons or markers. Yeah. And we had two couples, I think, go up. And we pre-wrote out words. We thought really hard all morning about sexy words that were hard to draw. It was things like squirting. We tried to do adjectives and verbs, like things like that, that people had to draw. Or threesome. Or we did some podcasts people had to try to draw.
Yeah.
And that was fucking fun.
Yes.
I highly recommend that game in the future.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, like the body crayon things. I don't know. Gary got them on Amazon or something.
Yeah.
I did test them prior to the game. Everything washed off very easily with soap and water. So mm-hmm. we weren't like scarring people
or anything.
Like it came off easily. But yeah, we had a couples participate and basically using themselves like back or
as
like
the board.
Chest. Yeah. As the board. It was really kind of amazing. The people in the pool were then guessing what was being drawn. I clearly remember somebody drew one drop of
like a
water.
Drop of water. Yeah.
And someone from the pool yells out, squirting.
Yeah.
And that was the answer. That was the legit word. And it just blew my mind that she got that from like one drop of water.
No, I thought that was going to be so fucking hard.
No, she was on it.
So just real quick, speaking of them. So they're our new friends now. We met them for the first time, this couple. They were friends with another couple we met last year down there at Pod Bash from Oklahoma. Our good friends.
Yes. Right? Oklahoma.
That side note, like that is what I love about Pod Bash, doing it like a couple times now. We have friends just literally from this event that were down there again this time.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much more fun to get involved in the games together because you know each other, you know people. It was such a good experience overall. So yeah, I think one of the biggest takeaways would be that if you're going to have a house party or host a house party for the lifestyle or you're going to one, maybe order some crayons or markers that you can use on your body that are washable from Amazon and offered this up. It's a fucking blast.
It was
Human
so fun.
Pictionary.
Yeah.
Human sexy Pictionary. We highly recommend.
Yes. Yeah. And again, like, I mean, we honestly just sat down for a few minutes that morning and like tried to think of like some fun words.
We
like,
pulled this out of our ass. Yeah. Like really quick.
So, I mean, you guys can too. It's fine. Like, so yeah, definitely something that you can sort of apply just to.
Not just at a resort.
Saturday night. Yeah.
Not on a vacation. Have to be,
right. On vacation.
Do it on a Thursday night. It'll be great.
All right. We had the flat trot. We had fun, sexy pool games and pool shots. That was all amazing.
Every day. But the nightlife.
Oh, the nightlife.
We had fun themes this year.
Yes.
Loved
they
it.
They were so good. So Thursday night was kind of chill, which worked out well for us. Like we arrived on Thursday. So like, you know, travel day is always a little like you're off.
We got there late. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that was fine. Like we were just sexy.
just
our sexy selves. And that sounded funny. But anyway, you already posted a photo on social media of our dresses that night. And
simple.
Like, so it was fun. Mm-hmm. But then the themes on Friday night was
pajama.
Sexy pajama night. Yes. And Saturday night was kind of like a Great Gatsby, Roaring 20s, like that kind of theme.
Yes.
Which was really fun as well.
Different. Yep.
Yeah. And you guys made it out both nights this time.
We didn't fall asleep.
So that was good. We sort of had like a little agreement ahead of time that if anybody was asleep, we would wake the other couple up so you could at least make the decision if you wanted to keep sleeping or not. But
this is a rule now.
Everybody was like on it, in it to win it. So we had a ton of fun. Both nights at the club with those themes were really fun.
Yeah. And I mean, God, who doesn't like a pajama party? Like, wear lingerie out? Okay. That was freaking fabulous. I did post a photo of us on social media in our pajama party outfits. So, yeah. So the club is on premise. Like we said earlier, you can't bring your own alcohol in there. You have to purchase alcohol.
Yeah.
However, prior to going to the club that night, we had a poker run.
Yeah, on Friday night.
Event.
Yes.
Yes. I know. I'm sorry. All the days are blurred to me.
That's fine.
So what they did was people paid to be a part of the poker run, but the donations went to a good cause.
Yes.
So it wasn't just a fun fucking event. Like, we actually raised money for a good cause. So hands off, hats off to the Front Porch Swingers for organizing that.
Yes.
And basically fucking everything. But we were given cards then, so people could go room to room. They were given, I think, a list of rooms or a map or something. Mm-hmm. So they knew where to stop. They'd pick a card for their hand on the paper.
Yeah.
And at the end of the room crawl type of thing there, at the end of the poker run, they went back to Brian and Brenna's room and they kind of scored all the hands. Mm-hmm. And then there was a winner from that.
Yes.
Who got an awesome prize.
Yes.
But for participating, see, we do good things here too, people, in the lifestyle.
It's not all sex.
Did raise some money for a good cause
just
as well.
Mostly.
Once that was done, that's when we went to the pajama theme party night at the club. So just to recap that.
Right.
But then it was, so the club atmosphere, I think, was pretty good this year. Mm-hmm. Good music, so-so as far as getting quick, good drinks. Just going to be honest.
Sure.
That could be improved upon. They also have two bars, and I think just one was open.
Yes.
I was confused by that.
Agreed.
Everyone, for the most part, I think, participated in the theme.
I think so.
From what I recall.
Yeah.
Which is very much appreciated to all of you who attended.
Yes.
Lots of sexy females in lingerie.
Nice.
Lots of men in like silky satin, pajamas, shorts, whatnot.
Yeah.
Even some onesies. So there was everything. And spoiler alert, our Going Deep segment, we'll talk about a sexy story from Pajama Nights that involves me in lingerie and a guy in a onesie.
Best sentence ever.
Never thought I would say that, but yeah, sexy story to come from Friday night. Moving on to Saturday, it was the same thing during the day. Pool games, porn shots, doing sexy games. But needless to say, Saturday was a fucking blast by the pool. Drinks, fun, sexiness, sexy games, sexy ladies, sexy men, sexy. So then after the pool day, it was then the room crawl.
Yes.
So everyone who attended specifically for Podbash could go, mostly I think it was podcasters opening the rooms, but also just other people who were at the event. Mm-hmm. You could go room to room. People had shots, candy, snacks, I don't know.
Yeah, all kinds of
fun
stuff.
Fun things. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we got out of our rooms after giving. By the way, let me just say, we had what? Two handles of Fireball and a fire bucket.
Yeah, which is 20 of the little like kind of individual shots.
Yeah, and we killed it.
And
so
we got rid of all of it.
Let me just say that. But that was fun. It's really cool to just see the other rooms throughout the whole room call crawl experience.
That's what's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be able to see all those different themes.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
And then we transitioned into the Roaring Twenties night, where we had on our matching little dresses. I was blue, you were black.
Yes.
And one of our new friends had the same fucking dress in red.
Vanessa, yes.
Hey, girl.
We were, it was just like total. Well, I knew that I was matching Madison.
Yes.
Because I ordered a different type of outfit and it was a bust. I had to return it. It looked like shit. So then I asked her if it was okay if I ordered basically the same dress but in a different color. And thank God she said that was fine. So I knew I was sort of going to be matching Madison anyway. Mm-hmm. But then it was kind of funny that our new friend had the same dress but in red. So mm-hmm. we were like a little trifecta.
And we shared a photo of that too.
Yes, we did.
Super fun. And just going off of the whole matching thing, we forgot to mention that. So we had, me and you have basically matching pineapple bikinis, like pink and gold. And Vanessa had it too. Mm-hmm. Another female had it too. I saw another one the next day wearing the pineapple bikini. Like we at least got one group photo with a few of us in the matching bikini. But that was super fun.
All.com is where it's at for your pink and gold pineapple bikini if you want one.
Well, caution, it might be sold out though, because I've been trying to look to get a new pair of bottoms because mine are stained from the chocolate wrestling, but doll.com.
I hate when that happens.
Temptation story. But anyway.
Yeah, well.
All right. So this Roaring Twenties night was a blast.
Yes.
But I would like to say that you stepped out of your comfort zone, maybe. I think, did you proposition another couple to join us four for an orgy? Is that what I recall?
I might have thrown that out there. I happened to be chatting with the male half of the couple.
First off, this couple is super fucking sexy and fun, and their personalities are amazing.
Yes.
So I was down for it.
I don't know exactly where that liquid courage came from, but I was chatting with him, and like in my head, I was being smooth. I don't know if it really happened that way. I was like, so I just said to him, I said, hey, I'm just going to let you know. Mm-hmm. That if you're interested, the four of us would be totally interested in playing all together as a group. If you guys are interested, that's great. Let me know. And if not, fine. No pressure. Just putting it out there. And he seemed like, okay, like happy with that idea. But like, obviously, he needed to go talk to his partner, his spouse. So that's how that started.
So then out of the blue, she comes up to Barry and I. I didn't know you propositioned them at fucking all. You didn't talk to any of us about this.
No, I didn't.
By the way, I was down for it, but you didn't even mention anything.
Which honestly was shitty of me. Like, let's be honest. Like, that is not how you should
maybe
do
learning
this.
Lesson. Maybe, yes, maybe. Yes. So she comes up and she's like, so like, how does an orgy work? Or how does a six-some work? And I was like, what? Oh, no, she came up first. She's like, can I ask you two a question outside? And I was like, oh, my God, okay. So Barry and I went out with her, and that's when she said that. And I was like, oh, well, it can be fun. Like, you just kind of, like, you rotate around through people. It's a fun experience overall. You get to experience different people and, one moment. She's like, because your friend had said you guys were all interested. And I was like,
oh, yeah, okay.
But really, yeah, seriously, yeah. And she's like, I just don't understand like how it like works, how it's fun. And we really did try our best to say how it's sexy and fun. Like, we really did try, I promise.
No, it's fine.
Respectfully, I would like to say I commend them for, they took a step back and they talked to each other. And they was like, let us just talk and then we'll like come back and let you really know. We're not really sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally respect it. They came back and I don't think they were necessarily maybe ready for all of that, which I respect. I've said respect like 5 times now. but slightly disappointed, but very much okay with their decision. It was probably for the best. It was getting late in the night anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sad we missed out on that. That probably would have been really fucking hot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Props to you, Kenzie, for bringing that up.
Give Kenzie a couple shots and see what happens. No, I think honestly, and again, like, I am not endorsing this sequence of events. I think what happened is I had talked to Gary and he was on board. So I said something to like the male half of this couple and like sent him off to go check with his partner. And then I thought I was like making my way over to you guys to let you know. And I don't know if that ever happened. So I'm sorry.
No, it could be a lot
worse. So please let this be a lesson of what not to do.
True.
Thankfully, if it would have happened, I think it would have worked out.
Yes.
And maybe I'm sort of playing the card of feeling like I know you guys pretty well.
You
to
do.
Have like you done do. That. Again, in fairness, that is not the approach that you should normally take in that kind of situation. You should be talking to people ahead of time before you're propositioning like orgies. So please, please take that message away.
Yes, agree.
From this. But no, I mean, I agree with you, Madison. Like, I am so glad that they took the time to go talk it over with themselves and that they made the decision that was right for them and what they're comfortable with.
Agreed.
I agree. Like, on my perspective, it was a little disappointing because I do think it would have been, like, fucking amazing.
I know. I would have loved to.
But, like, clearly we're not here to force people into things. No. So I'm so glad that they took that time for themselves to kind of do what was right for them.
Needless to say, this really was a fucking party. There were sex swing stories that I hope you share in the future. a lot of sexy shit happened at Podbash. And there are future stories to come. One of them at the end of this episode. Mm. But a lot of good things to share with you guys. I know a sex swing is involved and Kenzie has a story. Needless to say, yes, it was a fucking party. Literally fucking happened.
All the different meanings of fucking, yes.
And I hope that we can maybe be a part of something like this in the future. We definitely look forward to it. And we highly recommend if we do have this event in the future that you join us. We'd love to have you there.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick break and come back with our go in deep story.
I can't wait to hear it. All right, we are back for the Going Deep segment, and woo! I, for one, cannot wait to hear. This is a sort of a continuation of our Podbash fun brought to us by Madison, and as much as we were able to sort of cram into this episode, there's plenty more that we actually didn't get to tell you about yet, so we'll see if we can work that in somewhere else. But
yeah,
for today, for this episode, brace yourselves, friends, for a sexy... steamy story from Madison from Podbash.
Oh my God, no pressure, no pressure. Okay, to be honest, this year I went into Podbash with some slight expectations. Okay, I wanted to have sexy fun and legit, I was just determined to make it happen right from the get-go, not gonna lie. And yes, selfishly, I had hoped to intrigue Brian from the Front Porch Swingers again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, I actually thought he had probably already had some other dates lined up. Not gonna lie, I did.
Yeah.
But I was gonna try to shoot my shot regardless. And I mean, like, why the heck not?
Right.
I said it so many times. If you want something, go for it. Try it. Just fucking try. So thankfully, I said earlier, I came into Podbash this year with a confident, like, sexy, feel-good mindset right from the get-go. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. I think it's just familiarity. Like, once I know how something goes, I'm a lot more confident.
Yeah, yeah, that helps.
So that's how I started. Right from night one, Thursday when we got there, I don't know, I was just thriving off of that, like, sexy, feel-good vibe. So that is what led to this sexy story. And this all actually happened on Friday night, so our second day there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe earlier on Friday, I was talking to Brian, and he had made it clear that if I wanted to get together again, he was down for it. He actually was the one to say that right off the bat. So, of course, just hearing that, like, I went into this, I'm going to make it happen mode. Like, I was ready to fucking go right off the bat. And just to assure everybody, ahead of Podbash, I had already spoken to Barry about if this opportunity arose, are we okay with this again? Because I think it's going to happen. Like, I kind of, we texted with Brian. We have a little group chat with him. And I felt like I insinuated that I was interested in a comment. Maybe it was in my mind, but I thought I had. So I talked to Barry and Barry said, yes, like, we were okay if this happened again.
Yeah.
So
very important. Good.
I think that's good to do ahead of time, just in case. So play session happened on Friday night. Friday night was the pajama party at the club at Secrets. And jokingly, like, we were in the club situation. I mounted him again. Like, we were making out a little bit because I did that last year. So I thought I was being funny. So I, like, he was sitting on the couch in their VIP area. I straddled him and we were kissing that way for a little bit just to have fun. And then I once again did go up to Barry before we had left. And I said, I think this is going to happen. Are you sure you're still okay with it? And he was like, yes, like, fuck, just go. I'm like, yes, you've asked me like 50 times. Yes, I'm okay with it. He okayed it. So I went back to Brian and said, like, do you want to get out of here? You want to go back to your room? Like, I'm ready. It's okay. So we did. We went back to their room. Legit, like, we used the restroom in the room and we fucking got right to it.
All right.
So let me just remind everybody that it was pajama night. So I'm in like sexy lingerie with a little satin robe with lace in the back. So you could like see my ass cut out. And Brian was wearing a onesie, like a full on snuggie type of thing, like an animal onesie. And I literally, I think several times had said, I've never wanted to fuck someone in a onesie more than I have now. Like, I don't think I'd ever say that, but I said it. We're standing at the edge of the bed and we start kissing each other. Like, we're still both fully clothed at this point. And then, honestly, I forget when we both kind of lost our clothes.
Yeah, it happened.
It was a blur.
Yeah.
I have notes, but it was a blur. But I then, after we were making out for a little bit, I started to sit back and I laid on the bed. Instinctively, like, to allow him to go down on me. That's what I was insinuating.
Ta-da!
Holy hell, did he go down on me. I knew he was good, but, like, it definitely reinforced that he was really good with his mouth and tongue skills. Like, I literally was, while he was doing it, I kept moaning, and I was like, stop, oh my god, stop. No, no, don't, but stop. No, don't. Like, I'm such an idiot, but that's what I kept saying, because it was so good, and so I was like, just stop, because it's too much. But I was like, no, really, don't fucking stop. His tongue is amazing and it felt amazing. So I don't, honestly, I don't even know how long we did that. It felt like a while, but I don't think it really was. I don't know.
Time is irrelevant. It's fine. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. And like randomly I would reach down while he was going down on me and I'd pull his head up and I'd like have my hands on his cheeks, pull him towards me and I'd just start making out with him. And I'm not always into like tasting other people as I'm making out with them, but like for some reason it was just so hot to like taste myself on him were making out. And I don't know, I this whole encounter, I think because we're already familiar with each other and it's been a year since we've really done anything like this, like I felt like I was just let fucking loose and I just went for it. It was passionate, like super energized and like, I don't know, everything was very intense. Intense making out. When I pulled his head towards me, like it was serious, like aggressive making out, which I love to make out. I don't know. It was just so fucking hot. I tasted myself. We're kissing so good. And then we'd stop and he'd go back down on me again. And I'd lay back and just fucking relish in this moment. I was being a little selfish and just enjoying the moment. But so then I forget the sequence of events, but at some point he then flipped me over and I was on all fours. So he was like then eating me out from behind.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's like my new favorite thing. But like ass, pussy, all of it. His tongue was in all of it.
Everywhere, yes.
And I loved it. Fuck. So I was on my knees, so I'd start like just pushing my ass back into his face. I don't even know if he could breathe, and I don't think I cared because I just wanted more of it in me, on me. Oh my God. It was so fucking hot. I don't know. It's just something about getting like eaten out from behind. Like I said, it's just really hot to me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So that happened for not long enough. But then literally through all of this,
poor man had to breathe.
Let him breathe a little. But the whole time, like, I kept begging to please him. Like, I was like, I want to do something for you. Like, as I felt like the last time we connected, I didn't do enough to pleasure him. Like, I didn't want him to think I was just a pillow princess. Like, lay back and treat me.
Right.
So I was seriously like, please let me do something to you. And he was like, no, like he just kept doing it. And I was like, please, I want to suck your cock. Please let me do something to you. And he finally gave in and let me suck his cock. I don't know. Hopefully I'm not bad at it. Maybe that's why he didn't want me to do it. But I don't know. Finally, he gave in and let me do it. And yes, his cock is as beautiful and yummy as I remembered it a year ago. Nothing changed. Good. I was trying to do my best. Like I was trying to get it as wet as I could. I was trying my best to like go all the way down on it. I even started sucking on his balls a little bit too, which I don't usually always do with a lot of guys, but I think maybe when I'm more familiar with somebody, I'm more comfortable doing that.
Yeah. And he seems pretty like well, like he obviously takes care of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. I mean, that too. But yeah, I mean, like you don't want to suck on hairy balls, but like
none of that happened,
right? Yes. Like we've learned that lesson. Yep. So yes, when a man is like well groomed, like it goes a long way to help. I think women, myself, maybe you feel like you're more apt.
You want to put your mouth all over that. Mm-hmm.
Let that be a lesson to you, fellas.
So he was clean, tidy, hard as fuck, super hot. I was trying to use my hand a little bit, my mouth. Like, I wanted him to enjoy what I was doing. Yeah, so hopefully I did it justice. I fucking tried. But at that point, like, I personally was so just worked up. Like, I needed to be fucked at that point. Mm-hmm. Again, I have no concept of time. I just knew what I wanted. And I was so just turned on and, like, passionate in that moment. Yeah. Like, I was like, we need to start fucking now. So thankfully, they're always fucking prepared. He had a condom, like he was putting a condom on, ready to go right by the bedside. Mm-hmm. So I was laying on my back while he was getting ready for that. And then I'm fucking like wet as fuck.
Niagara Falls
in this bitch. He slid right in, right past the currents. No, really, like he slid right in. Like that's how turned on I was. Like I was so looking forward to this that everything was prepared. So... he's sliding right in. I'm on my back. He's pounding me that way, like legs in the air, just pounding and pumping away. It was fucking amazing. I honestly can't tell you how many times actually that I came from that. I have no idea. It's not really a concept. I don't think girls consider, but like it was happening.
Right.
I
was like, you're not like consciously counting.
Here's orgasm one. Right. No, but there were multiple.
Yes.
Throughout the whole fucking experience. Oh my God. So we then, at some point, he took that condom off and we like took a little bit of a break. We were just in between this, just like passionate makeout session.
That's so
and
hot.
Again, that totally relates back to me being familiar and just comfortable with somebody that I can feel that vulnerable in that situation. Mm-hmm. So like we were like skin to skin, like stomach, like facing each other, holding like tightly, like wet, like legs intertwined. Fucking hard on, passionately making out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I love a good dry hump. So fuck. Like, here I am, like, thrusting my hips into, I don't even know, his thigh or something. But just, I don't know. In that moment, that fucking turns me on. So we made out a fucking shit ton. And I was rubbing my hands all over his head, all over his body. Like, it was getting hot and sweaty. Like, literally sweaty.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just this intense, passionate play session. So then he put on another condom. He went back inside me. Again, I was still on my back and he was like on his knees on the bed. Mm-hmm. My legs were in the air and he was like fast fucking thrusting, intense, really hard fucking. It was amazing.
Which is your jam.
Yeah, that's exactly what I love. And I don't know, maybe it was just me, but I kind of think we both had it like this anticipation built up from the past year and being still connected. And when that was finally able to just be released, it was fucking intense. It was so fucking good. I think that it speaks volumes that it wasn't our first time together. We kind of felt each other out the first time.
Right.
And it was quicker this time than last year because we were a little more cognizant of time to be respectful of our partners.
All right.
So we were trying to be cognizant of the time, but yet also being lost in the moment. But I can't recall the last time, besides with Barry, like another play partner, that I felt like that. Besides Gary as well. I'm sorry. that I felt so just passionate in the moment, like hot fucking want this, need this, carnal like sex. Mm-hmm. Like that's what it just felt like.
Yeah.
Just intense.
Yes.
And I really hope he enjoyed it as much as I did because I really did. I don't know. Sure. It felt really fucking good to be Slutty Madison again because that's what I was. And then I put on my lingerie. I dropped my top off next door. We went back to the fucking club.
Boom. Nothing happened.
Quick and dirty.
Yeah.
But not too, too quick. But real fucking dirty.
Yeah.
God. I'm still relishing from it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I mean, not really fast, but.
No, he can fucking last.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he does it, but he knows how to do it. And yeah, it was a great time.
Wow.
Any questions?
Yeah, I am speechless. I'm all turned on. Like, I don't even have questions. You did such a good job of just, like, painting the picture and, like, telling the story. Like, I try.
I was like with you there in the room, just picturing all of this.
I wish you were there. Ooh, that would have been fun.
maybe next year we can try to work something out.
Yeah, but nothing but fucking good things to say about them. Yeah. We love them as a couple.
Oh, yeah.
They're such good friends. And the fact that we've been able to have this fun two times now, and this is the only guy really that I've legitimately played separately with,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
True fucking gentleman, sexy as fuck, super hot, knows how to please a lady. So thank you very much, Brian, for letting me have this experience again. I hope you enjoyed it too. Oh, actually, I think he's sharing, I think, our story on one of their recent episodes now. Like, he's recapping his version.
Yeah.
And something about being able to, that's not why I play with him, but something, it's just an extra bonus. Something about hearing the story from his perspective and, like, knowing I'm that girl in the story is so fucking hot. And I can't wait to hear their episode. So we'll definitely share it. Once they publish theirs, we'll share a link to it.
Yeah. I can't wait. I feel like this story is maybe a good example of, like, our whole friends with a twist concept. Like, one time, like, situations, one night stands are totally fun in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, as you just illustrated, there's also something to be said for those kind of, like, repeat experiences. And especially in this case, I feel like, as you kind of said, you had that whole, like, year of buildup and, like, all that sexual tension, anticipation, I feel like is, you know, part of the equation that I think probably made it even more hot. So as far as, I mean, like, that type of situation, the kind of solo play situation, any sort of, I don't know, takeaway message or lessons learned or advice for anyone listening that is maybe looking to explore that type of play or have that type of situation?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't have tons of advice per se, but I would like to say it was a learning experience. So right off the bat, if you're looking to play separately, it really does justice if you pick a quality person. So I think this was easy for us. This is a person who's coupled. Like, we know they do this routinely, very respectful, great relationship with his own partner. So there's no, like, threat or concern versus playing with, like, a random single where I feel like lines can be crossed a little bit more easier. This is pretty much straightforward. Like, we have our boundaries, but like, we're thankful to have this hot fucking passionate fun. So I think number one, if you meet somebody, it might be worth just meeting them to get to know them and then meet them again to do a little bit of something and then maybe meet them a third time just because you're more comfortable at that point.
Yeah.
And maybe you didn't get to experience as much as you wanted to the first time. So I think it speaks volumes to maybe meeting people more than once, giving people another chance in those types of scenarios and get to know the person just as they are baseline without playing and then meet them again and play. And it's, I promise you, it gets even hotter once you know someone and you're comfortable.
Yeah.
That's probably my biggest takeaway. It's the quality person and taking the time to get to know them before you can have.
Seal the deal.
Before you seal the deal. Before you have these super fucking hot, sexy experiences. You can have that with anybody, but I feel like it means more and it feels better and it's more pleasurable when you have a slight more connection with somebody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Excellent advice. Thank you, Madison, for that amazingly hot, steamy, sexy story and taking us right into that secrets pirate room. Yes. Well, yeah, their room was kind of pirate too.
Yeah,
right?
There's a similar to ours.
Oh.
Ours. Oh, God. Here I'm in this sexy mindset thinking about how we were like tearing our clothes off and then we say pirate jokes. This is us.
That's how we roll. We are going to take a breather. I need a glass of water to calm the hell down. And then we will be back for our final segment, our surprise question brought to us by Barry.
All right, friends, we are back for our surprise question from Barry. Barry wrote down the question on a marker board here, so I will read it hot off the press. Okay, Barry asks, outside of the story shared tonight about Podbash, what is one thing you were happy to do or experience? And what is one thing you were hoping to have happen but didn't? Perfect question. Oh, perfect.
All right, so I'm going to kind of take it in the opposite order.
Okay.
And I know what a fucking entitled princess I'm going to sound like when I say this. So, like, just, I know, people, I know. The one thing that I was hoping to have happen that didn't, I absolutely enjoyed pouring shots into mouths around the pool. Totally fun. I appreciate that. It was great. However, I was hoping to also have a chance to relive my experience from last year where I was standing on the bar in the club at night pouring shots. And that did not happen this year. And that's fine. There's a lot of other shit going on. Like, totally fine. But it would have been fun to do that. And then as far as something that did happen that I was happy to experience. Whew, man, I mean, there was like a lot. It was so fun just to meet people that listen to us.
Agreed.
Which I know, like, Madison and I, like, have talked about this. It's just funny, overwhelming, humbling to us to know that you guys are out there listening to us. And we so appreciate it. But it's very cool to meet people. You know, like we said, we had a lot of people at the Twisty Trot or the Fwat Twat. Fwat Trot. Whatever. We called it a lot of different things. I don't know. The Fwat Trot was just amazing. So yeah, it was just so fun to be able to meet people. So that was one thing that happened that I was very happy with. How about you, Madison? What is your, like, happy to have happen and something that you kind of wished would have happened?
I would say one of the highlights was just being a part of the day-to-day activities. So people wanting us to help participate in pouring the shots, like being asked to help do stuff like that. It was really fun. And it, I don't know, it kind of just felt good that to be included in that type of stuff. So that was one of the highlights. I was really happy to experience that, meet new people from that. I felt like I talked to people I might not have because I was pouring alcohol down their throats. So I really appreciated that. Seriously. But something I was hoping might have happened but didn't was more playtime.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. I felt like it was just such a short time with so many people that I wasn't able to make the most of the sexy times. Yeah. Like, there was a hell, a lot of people I would have loved to connect with. Happy with who I did connect with. And even that, like, there was an opportunity to maybe have that happen again a second time, which I kind of regret that it didn't happen. But there were also other couples that I feel like Barry and I would have really had a good time, all four of us playing together, that didn't actually happen. So I just felt like there wasn't enough time to experience everything that I wanted to.
Yeah, I would agree. Gary and I talked about that as well, that, like, overall, absolutely, Pod Bash was fucking amazing. We had a wonderful time. Everything was great.
Yeah.
But the same thing, I guess I was thinking of it as kind of being like spread a little bit thin. Like, it was awesome to be included and to be doing some of, like, you know, helping with the events and whatever, but yeah, I almost felt like we didn't really have a chance to connect with as many people maybe as we did last year. So I totally agree with that as well. I feel like we kind of felt that way, that there was just, like, so much going on, which is great.
Oh my God, at the
same time, like, we just, I don't know, we weren't able to maybe connect with people in the way that we wanted.
More in depth.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Too many good things.
I know. Oh, boo-hoo. Time. Yeah, poor us.
Our life is so hard. Just kidding. All right, that'll do it, folks, for episode 31. If you'd like what you hear, again, reminder, please subscribe. Please rate us on whatever podcast platform you listen to. And, of course, please buy us a coffee if you like what you hear.
Thank you. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.